to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real. People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to...
Calm down, you guys.
Sorry. Okay. All right.
Sorry, the crowd was getting a little riled
up.
Okay,
I was just making sure. Yeah. You know, they hear my voice, and I apologize in advance because I am recovering from apparently the T-virus. It's going around Sacramento. But you're listening to the Video Game Bang's Weekend Bang, powered by Energy, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Cover the coffee, stay for the comics, and GG Gamer Subs. Get your bump, everybody. Yeah. I don't have my cup. Did any of you guys ever?
I got my cup right here.
All right, good.
I got my bump right before the show.
With what flavor?
Of course, the Dragonberry.
Dragonberry.
Yeah.
With real bits of dragon, I hear, right?
Well, I mean, San Francisco Shock just destroyed some dragons.
Ooh.
So I picked what was left over and turned it into an
energy
beverage.
Dragons of Shanghai, right?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't even catch that. I was going to say, were you just going to say yes to anything I said?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Short answer, yes.
You heard his voice, everybody. Corey Vincent's here.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And you saw San Francisco down at the live show, or the showing at Oblivion, or above Oblivion?
Yeah, we did a viewing party over with the people at Oblivion and Capital Fight District,
nice.
And over 100 people showed up. There was people making signs. We had a couple machines playing the game. Everyone was on PTR trying the new character.
Sweet.
And then we got to end the night with a beautiful 4-0 victory of the Shanghai Dragons. It was a truly great day. And the cherry on top is that during the broadcast today, Zoe, the beautiful woman who
Zoe Saldana was there?
No. Zoe, not Zoe.
Oh.
Said my name on the Overwatch League broadcast.
It would be better if it was Zoe Saldana.
I got to have my Walter White moment.
You sold crystal meth?
Yeah, I sold crystal meth.
Okay.
But then, you know, someone said my name. So.
All right.
It was a good moment. It was a good day.
That took me a minute to get, I'm not going to lie.
With the Walter White moment?
It did.
Sorry, guys. I'm operating on another level. I'm on Gamer Subs.
Okay. Cool, man. Well, you heard her voice. She was so nice last time. We had to have her on twice. Emma Skies is here with us again.
Hello. I guess you guys decided I didn't destroy your podcast.
You
actually let me come back. I don't know.
High ratings that show from you. Good reviews. High ratings.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
Undeserved praise.
I agree. I am aggressively uninteresting.
No, so. You did very well. You did very well. So, I mean, you got all the taboos out of the way.
Perfect.
I
did.
Had to have you come back on and see what more can we get from her. And then we had to play, of course, Jeopardy, which we're going to do today. You
exactly.
Know.
This is the redemption podcast.
I don't think it's redemption. I think it's just you're going to raise the bar even higher this time.
It's Let's all I ever had.
And then you're here with the internationally known Stephen Gutierrez.
What's up, everybody? What's going on?
Caught a mid-jacket
taking
off.
I'm like taking off my jacket
Yeah.
Is it a little warm in here?
It's going to be, that fan's off now. So, I mean, it's definitely going to get a little spicy in here.
You just wanted to show off that shirt.
I've worn this shirt on the show before.
What's the shirt? I don't see
the
shirt.
Show America.
What's the shirt say?
Don't look at it!
Perfect!
Wow.
So show the shirt.
Everybody take a solid look.
The world tour.
Sexual chocolate.
Yeah. I love sexual chocolate. And then, of course, the people that are here week in, week out, and they seem to have missed me somewhat, the chat room. Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
Wow, one person got it. Thank you.
I thought you were usually that's when you cue the sound effect.
No, this is for, I was gonna, for you guys.
Right, especially
I'm the soundboard this week.
Yeah,
you're doing a great, better job than Aaron.
It's just me.
Hey, actually, we did one show without you, Aaron, and we had the best Twitch numbers we've had in a while.
That's
was it like 107?
Yeah, we climbed up, cleared over 100 and held it.
Yeah, I hosted you guys on my personal channel.
Dude, it was.
Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
decided give them a little love, you know.
It took you guys like 5 minutes to notice. You're just going like totally normal, and then you're like, oh shit, we have 112 viewers, and then you got all self-conscious.
The pressure, the pressure
change everything, guys.
Yeah, it's like, oh god, I gotta wear a tie and a suit. Hold on, wardrobe change.
That's some tough stuff to deal with that those numbers, huh? You guys didn't
crumbled under the pressure.
Oh,
completely.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys got to be ready for that fame.
Those are rookie numbers. We gotta get those numbers up.
We gotta get those numbers up.
Yeah, keep the lights on.
Keep the lights on, everybody. She's new, so she there you hey, go.
You got it. She's a fast learner.
Football fan?
Yeah, it was good.
She's like, is that a week? Is that what we do? So a lot went on when I was gone. What did I miss?
What did you miss?
You know what?
I saw Black Panther.
I saw your review. I heard your review on that one, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think
of
my review? I want your review of my review.
My review of your review of my review is going to be, I mean, it was what I expected. I knew you would love the movie. I knew you would want to be Wakandan after you saw the movie.
I didn't. I never said any of that.
Yeah, I believe I distinctly heard you say that. And, I mean, I knew it was going to be one of your all-time favorite of the Marvel series. So.
It's up there. Mm-hmm. Top five. Yeah. I'll give it top five.
It's just one of those movies that are, you know.
Yeah.
But I also heard some other disturbing things.
About
while I was away from the show. Emma, you can co-sign on this one, too, because I believe you were in the chat room.
I was.
When this happened.
I like how you turned into, like, we're the enemies now.
Yeah, what do we do?
What was I witness to?
There was, like, a gauntlet, it seemed, thrown down between two people that were on this show at the time. And then somebody that was in chat and somebody that was sleeping. But I don't know. In my dreams, it felt like...
I know what this is.
While I was asleep, in my dreams, I felt like somebody was just calling, like, challenge, Aaron, challenge. And I was like, what? What's going on?
I'm lost.
Console challenge.
Oh, and I was console. Oh, what? Are you talking about the 2v2?
And then I wake up in a cold sweat. Like, who? Who dares threaten...
Woke up from the sand.
With nothing but the echo after of the challenge.
Just the echo of the challenge. So I went ancestors. Through and watched the VOD.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I watched the VOD. And what's this about you and Aaron, Corey and Aaron Roselle, could take me and Emma Skies?
Any game, any activity.
I did hear this.
Wow.
Any video gaming activity what we could destroy.
See, Emma, what you, I don't think, understand yet is that... We've already won.
I believe it.
They don't know it yet. This challenge has been thrown before.
You know.
And what years ago we had a trivia challenge, you know, an ongoing thing here. And I just would like smite people down.
Oh, I know. Those were the old days.
And
your undefeated streak.
I had a long undefeated streak where the crown was heavy and I was tired of wearing it. Like, it was hurting my neck.
You just had to let it go.
Well, here's the thing. I was hosting the tournament, the thing, so I couldn't get in there to beat you. So really, you're a paper champion.
That's low. That's unprovable.
In whatever universe he thinks that's true,
it's inadmissible in court.
It's definitely not. He would get people to come onto the show, like ringers, to try to beat me.
Wasn't David Webb one?
I think David Ing was definitely one.
David Ing was one.
Gondo.
There was a guy from Nerd Reactor. And it was as if throwing flies at a mountain. Did Damn. No damage. I was like, well.
Then Shao Kahn needed to get off the throne and smite you down. Is what is gonna.
You
happen.
Never won a match.
What are you talking about?
We have now, mind you, Corey. Before you start saying stuff, there's records of all this.
Mind you, go find it.
Let's review the tape.
We have go find it.
Fake news. Those episodes never happened.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Hashtag fake news.
Yeah, let me just get on my phone real quick, go to the RSS feed,
I'm just saying,
see what we can do.
Whatever video game you guys would like to play, you know, I'm very confident with my partner here, Emma.
I appreciate that.
I've seen her skills. She has killed dozens of men in Lara Croft's Tomb Raider.
I have. Solid headshots.
She's the only one I'm worried about. I don't think she can carry you, is the problem.
I mean, hey, you can throw.
I don't know if it's an insult on my ability to carry, or your skills, or both.
Or just a lack of intelligence on his part. That's all that is. But it's all right. It's okay.
It's getting hot in here, guys.
Yeah.
And it's not because of the temperature. It's the tension. That's what it is.
But it will go down. We'll find it. We'll let chat room, because I know the chat room loves to see the competitions, like when they saw you versus
Me and David Webb in the Street Fighter contest.
Yeah. So we'll.
I remember whooping your ass on that stream too. But.
Trust me, I was not into Street Fighter. Still am not into Street Fighter. But didn't I beat you on your birthday?
No.
Damn.
I didn't beat you once on your birthday?
I mean, you took a match, but you didn't.
From somebody that never played Street Fighter?
You didn't win.
Somebody that never played Street Fighter. And then what did I tell you?
This is awkward.
If you make God bleed, people will cease to believe in him.
A broken clock is right 2 times a day, Aaron.
Deck the decks.
I don't like it when mommy and daddy fight at the table.
Even the sun shines on a dog's ass every once in a while.
This is weird. This isn't the first time, though.
So, with all that out the way, though. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web!
Damn it, you were like, what the hell's going on? Just like, what the hell's going on?
No, see, what happened is the last time I was on here, you baited Web into saying that. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not falling for this. I'm not doing it. I remember what happened.
No, this was the real deal. This was full baiting. Yeah.
First one, because there's actually a lot of stories.
Baiter.
And I'm not sure if we should go through all of them because there's another thing I want to get to, of course, on here. So let's go random. Twitch clarifies its update guidelines and a few FAQs. As we all know, they dropped the bomb on a lot of the specific type of streamers. I won't call anybody out. And said, hey, we're not going to take this anymore. There's going to be some guidelines, some rules and stuff like that. Your chat room can't be ornery and hate-filled. And your camera can't be pointing directly down at certain areas. Sorry, guys. That's no crotch shots.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only reason I stream.
They planned to go in effect on the 19th of February, but they pushed it back until...
Monday, March 5th.
March 5th, that's right. And actually, I was watching a young lady stream who was painting in a very unique way. A very provocative, unique way. And somebody in her chat was saying, you know, hey, aren't you not supposed to be doing it this way? And she was like, oh, they pushed it back to March 5th. I'm good. And I was like,
well, they pushed it back, and they're pretty solid on body painting being okay for the
most
part.
No, she wasn't body painting.
Oh, never mind.
Well, no. She wasn't body painting at all. No. She was painting on a canvas. She was wearing something that was very provocative. But she seemed like she was very aware of, you know, I know how to skirt around the rules or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they posted up a little FAQ on their website. And you can go there, of course. You can just Google search it. And they get more into the nitty-gritty about all the little small details. It says, one of their quotes was, so as long as they're not turning a blind eye to content or conduct that violates the community guidelines, you should feel confident no punitive actions will be taken against your channel. We're making sure that everybody everybody understands the rules before we put them into effect. That's why the pushback happened from February, of course, to March.
Right.
But the first time I read the rules or whatever, the little guidelines, I wasn't confused at all by them.
Me neither.
So what are they, I don't understand what they're waiting for.
I think there was, like, from what I saw, because I'm in a couple Twitch, like, large Twitch Facebook groups, and everybody knows Facebook is where the internet goes to die. So there's a lot of, I think women and men particularly seem to be taking this very differently. A lot of men that I saw are taking it as, this is cracking down on, as they call them, booby streamers. This is cracking down on women on Twitch. This is going to get rid of all of this stuff that we don't want on Twitch. And a lot of women are thinking, no, this is actually going to... crack down on the men on Twitch that are
ball
harassing
streamers.
People.
Oh.
Yes, all the ball streamers, that as well. Say. But now a lot of the women seem to be thinking that this is cracking down on the men that are harassing these women more so than it is the women themselves.
So a lot of finger pointing?
There's a lot of different people that are reading the same guidelines and coming up with very different conclusions on who it's going to affect.
The people how. I think that it's funny is I know that there's a large group of male streamers who, you know, the only reason I'm not a big partnered streamer is because there's all these booby streamers out there taking all the views.
I mean, that's literally the only reason why my channel didn't pop off.
Exactly. See, there's tons of Aarons out there who are going to be way wrong. You're still not going to be Mr. PewDiePie.
Yeah,
just to, because of these new rules, you're still going to have to grind exactly. hard and work hard. It's not like a free ticket to
talent. You have to have that talent. I feel.
I think my go ahead. No, I was going to say my favorite response to that was I think Tina Dayton is a streamer, and she tweeted and she was like, I love that all these guys that are saying that they're not making it because the boobie streamers are admitting that their content is so shitty that a boob is more entertaining than them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, that's what it comes down to.
And yeah,
it's a thing where I think we looked it up. This was maybe years ago on the show where we were like, who are the top streamers to see if they were even female? And like the top streamer was a guy that doesn't even use a camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just gameplay. Nothing but gameplay.
Yeah, I believe there are no women in the top 10 streamers. Based on followers, there are no women in the top 10. And they're in the top 100. It was like 10 to 25%. It's something really small. But it's like people like to shove that out as like, this is how women get big on Twitch. And I'm like, if that were true, then the top streamers would all be women because it would be easy.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that would be all. But it's not.
True. So it's all ball streamers, guys. Sorry. Yep. Yeah. You gotta flash a little bit of the ball, apparently.
Show a testy.
Honestly, so now you gotta tuck those things in.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is people just not wanting to come to the conclusion that the reason they're not succeeding is themselves.
Yeah.
So that it's easy to... Oh, I can't
see it. Hey, brown wasabi. Thanks for the follow.
Brown wasabi.
Is there such thing as brown wasabi?
Is
it? I mean, I hope not. Old. Probably don't eat it.
Is it old wasabi? Is that what his name is then?
ANF.
Oh, brown wasabi. Hello. ANF is a Facebook group.
Oh, okay. All right.
What does that stand for?
Adult Nerd Fighters, as it is called.
Oh.
Adult Nerd Fighters?
Yeah.
Are you part of this
misleading
group?
Name.
I am.
You know, and I...
Well, because Nerd Fighter, it's like a... there's a couple authors. There's an author named John Green, and John Green and Hank Green, their like fan base is Nerd Fighters, and it's like a Nerd Fighter group that's 18 and over.
So they fight nerds?
They don't.
So they just go around and punch nerds?
It's a nerd gauntlet. Yeah, it's, you know, it's very impressive. The last one standing is the ultimate nerd fighter.
Oh, dude, I'm in.
Ultimate nerd fighter.
I just accused you the other day of starting fights a lot, Emma.
Oh, why am I starting fights?
Yeah, it's like you start fights a lot.
I'm down.
Technically, you came on the
show. I don't start fights. I finish fights.
Damn!
The gauntlet was sung down because you came on the show.
Oh, no, yeah. It's
starting to add up.
I am incredibly proud of that. That's I would like to tell the world, you're welcome.
That's why I'm confident in this,
welcome. That was pretty
Nothing
awesome.
Has made me that happy in
Definitely
so long.
Definitely confident in this W.
Yeah. For those of us, or those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the last time I was on the show, I... got a little passionate and ranty about how much I hate Joss Whedon and how upset I was that he has the Batgirl movie, and he is no longer part of it.
Like 2 days later.
Like, yeah, two days after that, he is no longer part of it.
Yeah,
so,
we talked about it on the show the next time, too. Yeah, we were like, we're not going to say...
I'm not saying it was me, but it was me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's ready for another AR game?
What do we got now? I mean, I'm back on the Pokemon Go hype train.
Why?
Because, all right. Because
they keep giving you notifications?
Yeah. Well, that too. So they're doing these things called community days.
Hmm. Okay.
And they're actually pretty hype. They did this thing where for 3 hours, they were, there's Dratini everywhere.
Okay,
that's
weird.
Okay, that's uncommon. Almost always just in San Francisco.
Well, Dratinis are awesome, but then what's even cooler it was that like a 5% chance was you get a shiny one. It was like
they
pink.
Had shinies?
Yeah.
What do shinies do differently from regular ones?
Well, just rare. Well, here we go.
Okay. They're the ethnic Pokemon. That's what they are.
No, so the Dratini were
everybody
Pokemon
wants them.
Color?
The Dratini were pink instead of blue, and they all knew a special fighting ability called like Draconic Meteor that you can never find another Dragonair, Dragonite thing to learn that move.
Well, do they even learn moves in Pokemon Go?
Yeah. There's TMs now where you can change
their
moves.
Oh, they have TMs?
Yeah,
now.
Dude. This is a whole different game.
Wow.
It's time to come back, everybody.
But is the fighting system different?
No, the fighting system is pretty much the same. All right,
then I'm still out. Because it makes no sense. Just give me the same fighting system that it's in every other Pokemon game.
They had trading it?
No, not yet.
Did they add battling just two people one-on-one?
No, not yet.
So then it's the same.
It's kind of the same, but they have TMs now and shinies. Come on.
Nothing that the people wanted trades. That was like the number one
thing. That was like the number one thing.
Yeah. And more Pokemon. Well, they came through on the more Pokemon. I'll give them that. But come on, trade.
Well, if you guys want to see a picture of a shiny Dragonite, you can check it out on my Instagram at What's Up Pizzas on Instagram.
You are now one of two people I know who still plays Pokemon Go.
Who's the other?
My dad. Every day of his life. My father loves Pokemon Go.
Wow.
So, in other AR game news,
I don't.
Are we talking about the Harry Potter one?
Nope. Oh. This is Ghostbusters World.
Whoa!
Oh, that's right.
Are you guys back in now?
You caught my attention.
Yeah.
Go on.
It says Ghostbusters World, a mobile AR game based on the popular film, television, and comic book franchise.
Television.
Yeah, you don't remember the real Ghostbusters?
Yeah, it was a cartoon.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, wow. Well, this is going to be interesting, Jeffrey, too.
Don't tell me that's a category.
You'll see when I get there. The title is currently in development by 433, a creative studio. I've never heard of this company for the iOS.
Oh, yeah, they did Halo.
No, you're thinking 343. This is 433.
Fight me.
Is that
hey, thanks hey. For the bits. Who is that? Oh, Cynthia.
Oh, she's a community manager for the Energy Esports Discord.
Hey, yeah. Thanks.
Hey.
Where was I at? For iOS and Android, Ghostbusters World will apparently get you out and about battling, capturing hundreds of ghosts, Pokemon Ghost style, Corey, for you. The ghosts will come from different Ghostbusters media, including the films, the TV shows, and the theme park. Where's the theme park? Where's the Ghostbusters theme park?
There's a Ghostbusters theme park.
Wait, there's a Ghostbusters theme
is it, park? Who's it owned by? Could it be at Six Flags?
I have no idea.
Is it a Universal movie?
Oh, it might be at Universal Studios.
Universal Studios makes sense.
It's coming up after Avatar Land. They're just doing Ghostbusters Land next.
Well, expected to be out sometime this year, actually. 2018, everybody. Really? So
I'll try it.
Everybody wants Slimer.
If it's
He's
free,
like the Mewtwo.
You know, of course I'll give it a go. I mean, why not?
I spent so much time in parks after Pokemon Go came out. I accidentally crashed a 6-year-old's birthday party.
Oh, my
looking
God.
Looking for a Pikachu. I felt real bad about that
Wait, did you get it?
I did.
Oh, yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah, mission successful.
And I didn't, so my friend, it was two of us, so I wasn't alone. But yeah, we're just like chasing it everywhere, like trying to find it. And we finally get to it, and we do it, and we stand up, and we're like in the middle of this kid's birthday party. And we're like, oh, we should go.
Pratt says Orlando Studios is most likely where that Ghostbusters.
Yeah. So yeah, Universal.
That's East Coast, so we're kind of West Coast, Pratt. Yeah. I mean, all right. Another game I wanted to talk about here. It was a game called A Normal Lost Phone. It's coming to the Switch March 1st. Should be already out.
A Normal Lost Phone?
Yes.
I got
an indie game, basically, where you kind of find a phone, and it's a mystery type of game, and you kind of dig into this person's life and stuff like that.
That's kind of creepy.
All through a cell phone. A Normal Lost Phone is a kind of indie game that seizes it tricky. Now, these are some tough words in here that I've never even heard of before. Sees this tricky niche mobile gaming and leans into a form factor of a unique experience. A Gone Home or Life is Strange style game that takes place entirely within the mobile phone interface. The game will lose the skeuomorphic novelty when it is released on the Nintendo Switch March 1st.
Wait a minute. So I'm looking at this. It's available on Android, like I believe you just said. But the whole interface of the game
is just a cell phone.
Is a cell phone.
Yes.
So this is the perfect mobile game.
Like, so it's coming on the Switch, and you turn your Switch sideways.
And it's a bigger phone.
And it's a bigger phone, yeah.
Wait, so then what's the point of having it on a console? And you can just have it on your phone.
The Switch is on the go, right?
And then is your phone on the go?
I don't know.
He said, no, I keep my phone. I only have a landline.
I'm just saying, that's probably why they went
with
the Switch.
I only have a smart landline.
Instead of the PS4.
This is kind of an ingenious game because it play like my mom would be into this, or my nosy aunt would be really into this.
Exactly.
Like,
whose phone is this?
Yeah, people who like going through people's stuff. Like
Tori, whose phone
says,
is this?
Like other character-driven games, Normal Lost Phone is the best explored without spoilers, but some critics felt the content concise, picking up strangers' phones, poking around their texts and photos, and then sending personal information to other characters presented ethical challenges. Which is, come on, it's a video game, guys. The game aims to deliver a unique LGBTQ narrative, and the team received developmental input from members of the community, but it was criticized for forcing players to expose details about its queer central characters without their permission. A serious breach of privacy during a deeply personal process.
I hope that came through on the recording. Did
I really
you hear
hope
that?
I didn't. I didn't
is that eat hunger.
Oh my God. Hungry. Eat something, girl.
That bear? I thought we were being attacked.
I thought it was the Koreans.
Okay.
I thought it was South Korea.
But
North Korea.
Why is South Korea?
Because they got No, no, no.
They united.
Yeah, they united and decided to take us down.
Like a diet.
What is this?
It's a supplement.
For, oh, okay.
Yeah, why don't like, you tell everybody about your so, appetite?
Because oh, yeah, that's supplements. What I'm going to do. I'm going to roofie you live on Twitch.
Way to go, Bill Cosby.
Hey, it's for the views. Something Logan Paul would do for the views.
We're going to roofie a person. Yeah, because I'm so, a douche.
Like I said in the beginning of the show, off track real quick, I'm recovering. I feel a whole 100% better than I did last, week. But, I have to take care of my voice, because it's the thing that brings all of you in. So I was at work and I went and got Halls, thinking Halls only made things to help your throat. And I'm sitting there eating them and I'm just throwing them back like candy. And I'm like, this is really good, but it's not helping anything for my throat. But I'm not hungry. So I mean, I'm good. And then I finally get home and I actually read the stupid wrapper and it says it's like appetite suppressant. And I was like,
oh, perfect.
Why do Halls make an appetite suppressant? And I was like, oh, well, this didn't help my throat.
But you're popping them like Pez.
I truly was popping them. That's why they're almost gone.
He hasn't eaten in 3 weeks.
But I lost 5 pounds. So there you go, everybody.
I had a... All right, so I'm going to get LASIK surgery.
Are you? Going? Yeah. Doing the leap, huh?
Going, yeah. I'm taking the plunge.
Okay.
I went and I... you have to do like a 2-hour consultation.
For what?
They check your eyes in every which way. Like, they do everything.
Okay.
They, like, dilate them. They undilate them. They pull them out. They put them back in. They do all this crazy stuff. But I had the lady with absolutely no sense of humor.
Oh, my God.
And I like to have a little bit of fun and talk and, joke around a little bit. So I should have learned when she asked. I was like, can I go on vacation? Because I have a trip planned. And she was like, well... we don't usually recommend it, especially if you're doing things like scuba diving or skiing or things like that. I was like, well, no, don't worry about that. Maybe just like a hike or two and a lot of drinking and dead silence.
Well, because it wasn't a funny joke.
Yeah. And then she goes...
she just thinks you're an alcoholic now.
Well, yeah. Then she was like, actually, no, I wouldn't recommend that because it does...
I love that. Her serious response to yours.
It does dehydrate you and will dehydrate your eyes. Your eyes will need the moisture. So like, okay. Oh, thanks for
the,
all right.
The host, Emma.
So,
you're welcome.
That was strike one. But I was like, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm gonna get a laugh out of this.
You Joker and Batmander. That's exactly what happened.
She handed me a couple Kleenex, because she's about to put a bunch of drops in my eyes so I could wipe out the excess water. So she puts drops in my eyes, and obviously I'm starting to tear up. And she says, "Okay, now just dab that out."
Oh my God.
So
I already hate this.
I already wouldn't have laughed.
Next thing she probably said was fucking millennials.
Yeah. How old is she? Did she even know what dabbing was?
No, but I did. I dabbed, and I wiped my eyes with the dab. Again, she just looked at me like
she's like, I always get the weird ones. I always get the weird ones.
So what I tell you, Karen, stop sending them my way.
I don't have a lot of pride or shame, but
You should.
I felt that one.
Yeah. Right. Please tell me you stopped after that.
I did.
Thank you.
I did. I was like, okay.
You stopped at strike two?
I'm going to read the room.
He doesn't know how to play baseball. He really does.
He's not. Damn. So, that was so bad. Took two strikes on that.
At least you had a dedicated, doctor?
I went for it. Like, I did a complete real life dab in front of this lady in an office where it was just the two of us for a laugh. Got nothing.
Yeah, no, that's a sad story.
She looked young
that's
enough.
A sign.
She
that's
looked,
a sign.
She looked young enough to
they
get
go
it.
Through a lot of stuff.
It's my favorite member of the FS Shock, Tori.
Tori Reese.
That's messed up. The one time I get my moment of glory on the Overwatch League broadcast, and she calls me Tori.
It's like the broadcast version of getting Mike Wazowski'd.
Yep.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, maybe next time she'll... I don't know. Hey, 316 is in the chat. We're going to need you, 316, today.
Oh, our scorekeeper.
Yeah, our scorekeeper. He's the man right here.
I keep great Jeopardy score.
Disney. Oh, yeah. Because we're terrible at it.
Yeah.
Disney releases a schedule outline for the next 4 years for Marvel movies, everybody. So get excited. Disney and Marvel Studios have outlined what Marvel Cinematic Universe slate looks like from 2022 into 2023, as reported by Collider. We know that the Avengers Infinity War and the Avengers 4 will end the current generation of Marvel films. Hold on,
while you're saying that, did they really move the date up?
Yes, they did.
When has that ever happened in history?
This time?
Didn't they do that with another Marvel film?
I don't know if it would have been this close to it. I know that now we get it at the same time as Europe, which is fucking great.
That's like...
So it's going to be a worldwide release at the same time?
Globally.
Well, it's a smart move, because then you have like a couple weeks in front of... Because you have Deadpool coming out in...
Han Solo, right?
Yeah, Han Solo I thought was what they might be trying to... Because they can get it out before Han Solo comes in and not have to compete with themselves.
Yeah. Because I think Deadpool is still Fox right now, because that deal is still finicky.
I mean, you might as well just say it's back in the Marvel thing. I don't know if they're going to throw everybody in there that fast, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. Blood Ocean's saying dates move all the time. I agree they do move all the time, but they don't usually move this close.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, it's coming out this or next month now.
What's happening? Villain is in the building. He's
Villain, hello.
He's a rig. Where was I? Avengers 4 and Infinity War, or Infinity 4... Infinity War and 4 are going to be ending the current generation of Marvels, with Guardians of the Galaxy 3 helping usher in an entire new period of the universe, and Spider-Man Homecoming will receive a sequel, of course, as we know. But we can also assume that Black Panther is going to get one. Doctor Strange and Captain Marvel will receive their own sequels post-Avengers 4. But Marvel hasn't confirmed anything yet. Here's what we do know. Marvel Studios is currently planning to release 7 films after Avengers 4 in what has come to be known as Phase 4 of the MCU. 6 of those movies will hit theaters in 2021 and 2022. So they're going to be doing a 3-movie-a-year thing for like the next,
I'm so here for that.
4 or 5 years.
They're going to make so much money.
That's ridiculous.
That is a little ridiculous.
Now, with the success of Black Panther.
Yes.
Do you think that this Phase 4, you're going to see an emergence of the newer ethnic heroes? Like taking over mantles?
I think the fear of doing any type of niche group or smaller group or something like that of Marvel characters or fans or, you know, whatever, should be gone.
Yep.
They did unknowns with Guardians of the Galaxy, and it was huge. They did a full, you know, black cast with Black Panther, huge. Their very first movie to kind of kick everything off, Iron Man wasn't the, like, number one, you know, superhero that people liked and knew, but they made the movie, it blew up, and kind of launched their whole cinematic universe.
Yeah, and even though it's not theirs, they did see the success of Wonder Woman.
Yes. So it's like, there should be no fear. Just go for it. You have these characters, too.
Miles Morales, Spider-Man. Let's do it.
That's a little later.
I think that, but like you said about Wonder Woman, I think that's what they're going to take with their Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. She'll have that Wonder Woman.
They're pegging that to be their Wonder Woman, I think. Yep.
I tweeted you a while back, Emma, about this show.
Wait,
in the
you
future.
Tweeted her?
Yeah, yeah.
You never tweet me.
I tweeted you a while back, Emma, about this show in particular, because I was like, we're gonna do Jeopardy, and I wanted to discuss how
The
DC universe, our cinematic universe, do this? Like, how do they replicate the success that Marvel has?
It's a difficult question.
It's a difficult question, but I think with the love that you have for DC, as well as I, as well as Steven, and somewhat from Corey. I think we can at least right now recreate Phase 1 for DC. So let's suspend your disbelief right now, everybody, and think of us as Kevin Feige's of the DC cinematic universe.
Kevin Feige?
Is that what his name is?
Isn't it Feige?
I'm going to call him Feige this whole time.
Feige.
Oh, fuck. Chat, do you guys know?
They're going to be like, I've been calling him Smith the whole time.
Then again, I
call him Kevin.
The new Overwatch like character, Brigitte, I call her Baguette. I'm not going to say
it's not just Bridget?
No, it's Brigitte. No,
really?
It's Brigitte. Yeah.
And she said this in game.
Jeff Kaplan said it in his announcement video.
Oh, okay.
And he is God.
And he is, yeah. Okay. All right. I'll get
but
it.
Anyway, getting back
to DC. So DC recreating their cinematic universe from scratch. I have a list of, we're only going to do phase one because there's a whole bunch of phases already, and there's a whole bunch of movies. There's like 18 movies of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yep.
So if we were just to make phase one right now from scratch, the very first movie in phase one for Marvel's Cinematic Universe was, of course, the launch of Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big movie. It was an origin story of Iron Man, yeah. Tony Stark. And then even had a little after credit scene that, you know, foreshadowed what's going to happen. There were 6 movies in phase one. Iron Man.
Is the Avengers the last one?
Yep.
Okay.
The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, the first Avengers, then Marvel's The Avengers.
Okay.
So if we had to start, all right, team?
So, all right.
If we had to start the flagship movie that launches the brand new DC Cinematic Universe, what character gets that movie?
Well, I think before you think about what the first movie is going to be, you got to think about, if you're assuming the last movie, like The Avengers, is going to be Justice League.
Correct.
Who are you going to have in the Justice League? So you need to know what 5 characters are going to make up, what characters in general are going to make up that Justice League, and then work backwards and see, okay, who needs to be first? Who doesn't need their own movie? Who does need their own movie?
Well, with DC, it's very simple. For the Justice League, at least. You already have the Holy Trinity.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you literally just have to figure out who are the last two.
Yep.
If you want to, unless you want to go 6.
Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Green Lantern, yes. I think he should be. Flash.
And yeah, Flash.
Flash is definitely.
Do we need another?
Aquaman? Depending on. I mean,
he's phase two.
Yeah.
And or Cyborg, which I guess would tie in probably with this phase two Teen Titans everything.
I would go Teen Titans route with Cyborg's character.
What were they saying in chat here? Because they're really chiming.
Yes, Martian Manhunter.
As a phase one, though, because
I know phase one is
remember
like
what Marvel did. They started in reality, and then they waited like a full like a lot of movies.
Because the aliens didn't come in until The Avengers, the last one.
That's before what you they would went do in phase one. Well, you end it with Martian Manhunter.
But see, what's difficult about DC is, and you know, we've said this before, DC are like gods trying to be humans.
Right.
So you're already in that space.
Here,
you know,
I got something. Okay. Sorry. First step here, let's assume that we do get full creative control here.
Yeah, so we're Kevin Feige's.
We're beyond that. We're gods of this world.
Okay.
And we can utilize our CW characters in the movies. So we wouldn't have to do Arrow and Flash movies.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay. Although,
Do you really?
Because I think that was a huge mistake. You had thriving television shows with characters people liked, and then you recasted.
So if we're fully, you know, we have full creative control over everything like this, and we can start from scratch, you still want to use the TV?
Yeah, but they're established. People like them. There's no reason to oversaturate and make a movie Flash.
That's true. I agree with not double casting. I agree with not casting different ones. I don't know if you need that crossover though between the show universe and the movie universe, I guess they have the Flash.
I was gonna say the characters
they kind of screwed themselves with that.
Maybe Arrow could just zoom in through the, you know, you see him on a motorcycle in the background or something like that.
Wait, guys!
You'll need Flash.
That's one of those things you have to think about too. Is the Avengers introduced? Well, I mean, she was introduced earlier, but Black Widow and Hawkeye, who didn't need their own origin movies. So, like, who are the Justice League people that don't need their own origin movies that you can just kind of throw into the big one?
Black Lightning.
Robin.
Which one? So
Alfred.
Alfred.
Hagrid for the Alfred.
So, okay, well, let's start. Story. Okay, so with that in mind, do we all agree that we should use not dual cast?
Yes.
Not dual cast. Yes. I'm on board with that.
Okay.
Like, what's the name? Greg Gustin.
Yeah.
Stephen Amell.
Yeah,
Melissa
I like
Benoist.
Them. I do like them.
And fucking Tyler Hoechlin as Superman. which is weird, but okay.
Actually,
that's where we kind of
recast him.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
We recast him. I didn't like him as Superman.
Yeah.
I did not. He always had a 5 o'clock shadow for some reason.
That's just how
me.
Tyler Hoechlin looks.
Yeah, and that's terrible.
That's weird.
He looks weird.
My issue with that, getting off topic, was that he wasn't old enough. They were like the same age.
Were they?
Yeah. Tyler Hoechlin is like 2 years older than Melissa Benoist.
Oh, wow.
I was like, this doesn't make sense.
Wait, and then another thing, caveat here.
Yes.
Are we allowed to give Christian Bale whatever he wants to stay
God.
As Batman?
I don't know if he would fit.
Or do we still have to reboot Batman?
I think we might.
I think you need a reboot.
Can we resurrect Heath Ledger and just make him Joker forever?
Like, and perhaps not kill, but put on ice Jared Leto.
Yeah, I agree.
We're moving you off character. To the side, buddy. I love you, but no.
So if we okay, so
first
we,
movie of the what do you guys think it needs to be? Then?
I think the first movie, the flagship movie, as much as I dislike the character, I think it's Superman.
No.
Yep. Mm. I think because look, you got to realize the top three superheroes that are popular. Hey! Thanks for the donation, Mr. Freeze.
That's a super fan, Tyler from the SF Shock. Thanks, man.
I think the first movie we should go with is Superman, and this is why.
Okay.
Like I said, the top three superheroes that are popular and everybody knows about are Superman 1, Batman number 2, and Spider-Man 3. So DC.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no. Listen to where I'm going. I'm just saying I'm breaking out.
Okay. All right.
So if we own two of the top most popular superheroes out there, we have to go with the name that's out there that everybody will recognize and make a good movie first. Not this emo crap. The world doesn't understand me. I'm so powerful. This Superman should be bright in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes him.
Boy Scout.
He's saving cats from trees.
Yep.
He's, you know, doing all that type of stuff.
He's the nicest guy. Superman.
He's 2 times Captain America. That you have to like this guy.
Okay, hold on. Who's the villain in this first movie?
Though? The villain in this movie
should be Lex.
Is always Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
And this Lex Luthor is not your, you know.
It's not Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, it's not Eisenberg.
No,
it's also
God,
not Kevin Spacey.
It is not Kevin Spacey.
It's Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, yes.
Walter White.
I'm down
Walter
for that.
White.
Walter White. Yes. Walter White as, Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor. I can get behind.
And you just give him his regular motivation of.
You're selling drugs.
We don't need this guy that's a superhero to save us normal humans. You know, type of thing. Let me show you why he's bad for humanity.
Right.
And then, once you get that big blockbuster movie out, we can move on to the second movie, which was... And I don't want an origin movie. This isn't an origin movie. You know who Superman is. You know who... Because the...
Whoa.
You know who...
Your body is just going through some stuff.
It's because I'm hungry. I get the hiccups when I'm hungry.
The suppressants aren't.
Give her more suppressants.
The suppressants.
Anyway, continue,
start chucking
balls
at her.
So I think the first lead off three at least are your holy trinities.
Yeah.
See, I disagree there.
Okay.
I think regardless, I think you need to start with one of the holy trinity.
Okay.
Start with one of them, but space them out. So do you know if you're gonna do Superman first, then do one of the outliers, then the third movie can be one of them, then do one of the outliers, and then the finishing. So you have to, like, if you're only know Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, if you only know those, you're only gonna watch those, you have to watch the ones that are in between too. You can't miss those.
Okay.
I kind of think starting with Superman's a mistake.
I want to start with Batman, but
Superman, I want you too.
Once you introduce Superman, you kind of cross into that zone for me of like, okay, now you have this all-powerful being. Why isn't he just stopping all the crime? So
exactly.
He kind of makes all the other movies seem insignificant. And so I think if we're going to copy Marvel, we start with something semi-realistic.
It doesn't matter then. If you have that mentality, you're already going to think, no matter what, whenever he joins in, why isn't he just beating everybody?
Like, where was he 2 movies ago? Where was he? Yeah.
True.
I'm going to make the movie... So when the Justice
League...
But
the stories always escalate, right? So, like, if you have this giant world threat...
Not necessarily. Because here's the thing.
Why wouldn't we start with Batman anyways? He's the biggest, like, even though he's not the star of DC, he's the biggest box office, so we'll get hype, we'll sell more tickets, and then at the end, if you do, like, a little teaser, a little nod.
Because he's easy.
I just feel like, well, Batman brings everybody together.
Exactly.
Like, he, and so if you're wanting to build this Justice League universe, you have to bring the person that's going to kind of start it. That's why Nick Fury was so important with, exactly, the, with the Avengers. Because he knew, but
if, they don't need a Nick Fury character because they have Batman.
They have Batman. Batman is that character.
We start with Batman.
I will concede to that as long as Batman doesn't walk around giving up his identity to everybody.
No. Like, we're talking like a good... we're talking good... Batman movie that lays in a little hint that we're going to get a Robin. We're not going to obviously throw Robin until the sequel or something.
Oh, yeah. Robin comes in
and then he gets Teen Titans, and we're going to go there. Stage 3.
I'm down.
Yeah. Well, okay, so...
We will have like a LexCorp advertisement on a TV in the background or something like that to kind of build this universe.
We have... Okay, if we have a Batman movie first, what storyline are we doing? Because we've done Origins 400 times. It has to be a Batman that's already established.
I think Hush is my personal favorite, but I think it's just a good Batman story that not a lot of people know and makes use of the Riddler in a light that people haven't seen him before. So you get something new with characters you already know. So my vote is for Hush.
Yeah, I second that.
Because everybody sees Riddler as, like, the joke. He's the Jim Carrey. He's the joke. Like, nobody gives a shit about him. But he's actually, you know, a very competent villain when he wants to be.
But an establishing movie, though, I feel like that would be better later on.
Hush is, because I don't know if Hush is as mainstream as...
That's what I'm saying. Because hold on, just to make it clear. Are we erasing everything that's happened already?
Yeah, we're starting from scratch.
So this is a brand new...
Wait, have the Nolan movies happened?
Yeah, they've obviously happened.
Well, I mean, everything has happened, but in our cinematic universe...
I mean, like, in this scenario, have the Nolan movies come out?
Yeah, they've...
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So it's
yeah.
just the DCEO.
So, that we're so we also have Tim Burton stuff, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. My God, it's really difficult.
Yeah, it is, right?
It's very difficult.
Welcome to Kevin Feige's world.
If you go with, like, a character like Penguin or something, right? Something that's human level.
Really goofy.
It's easy, but then your next movie as Superman, it's like you're making Superman too ridiculous right off the bat. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to...
I like about the Hush part is that there's nothing... It's been a while since I've read it, but I don't remember there being... Or we could like nerf some of the like really outlandish things. Like there's no aliens or crazy spaceships. No. It's very much like a...
It's very real. It's very much like
a gritty detective
story of, you know, it's a who is this guy?
That's like, why I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Blood Ocean mentioned Under the Red Hood, and as much as I love that, that requires way too much establishing.
Yeah, yes.
Because you already have to have...
You have to have a Robin already.
Yeah, you have to have Dick already, and then Jason, and then Tim, because Tim's in that as well. Because it's after Jason dies.
Correct.
So I think... I say we move forward with the Hush project.
I would have did a story like Arkham City or something, or like something like that, like the game,
like Arkham Asylum. That's
too many villains in that, though.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to do all of the same villains, but you can use
that is a good premise, though. One.
Like I like the thought of, you know, Arkham being taken over by the inmates.
Right.
I like that idea, and I would do something like that because it's smaller. You already know the main bad guys. It's the universe is you're still kind of keeping the universe a little bit small, so then you can have your giant reveal of, oh yeah, and by the way, there's aliens in this universe. I don't know. I think something like that, multi-villain, but nothing too crazy.
Oh, and as we're talking about not dual casting, somebody brought up Josh Gad as Cobblepot. Are we talking about Gotham as well? Because Robin Lord Taylor.
No, Gotham doesn't exist.
Gotham doesn't count.
Because
I'm happened. Like, they have a lot of the villains.
But, yeah, no, they don't count.
Squiggle says, but here's Robin a question. So who is the villain for the first Justice League movie? I think we have...
We're way ahead. We're way too ahead. We'll get there.
Give us a second, Squiggle.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Squiggle.
Jump in the guys.
You write RPGs.
Squiggles,
you know
please.
Sheesh. Oh, my God.
Please, Squiggles.
Second movie, then, I guess, is what?
I say, okay, first of all, I petitioned to put Superman right before Justice League.
That's far?
That's fair.
Yeah. I think we're building to Superman. Because Superman sucks by himself. We need to put, like, Easter eggs and hints to building to this amazing Superman thing. And then
And he's got like a lot of the big bads.
Yeah.
That would be good for a Justice League movie.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. All right. Because, I mean, if we've already established Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern, and that's it?
Is that the five we're doing?
Is that the five?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing those. So is Green Lantern going third movie or something?
Yes.
Remember, he's a...
I still like it as Batman first, Wonder Woman third, Superman fifth, with Green Lantern and Flash thrown in between just so you have to watch them.
I think
you space out the big releases that everybody's looking forward to, because everybody's going to go see 1, 2, 3, and then they're like, ah, I don't need to see this as much anymore. Or maybe, I don't know.
I think Flash would be a good secondary movie.
Flash would probably be secondary, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Squiggles on
that. I think it's an intro to superpowers more, because you got Batman, who's, you know, your ground. Then you got Flash, who is, you know, he's got superpowers.
Wait, can we put Wonder Woman second?
Yeah.
And leave the movie the same?
Right.
We'll copy and paste it. Yeah, we just copy pasta that one there, because again, you're getting powers, but you're not like
crazy. Going,
yeah, because it's justified. It's this little island. You have this one Amazon warrior who's come across, so we could still use her and establish really quickly, instead of like waiting years and years that
we call it.
We love women.
We call it Wonder Woman kick ass too.
Copy taste.
Like Wonder Woman, copy paste.
It's just still perfect.
At least a copy paste. I was like,
no, copy paste.
I was a little confused by that. I was like, that's a little.
So the third is
Green Lantern.
No. Because I'm gonna go off of your idea of if you want to, because or not your idea, but Green Lantern kind of opens it up to
like anything,
space.
Yeah, space. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
Okay, so maybe Green Lantern stage two, and
Green Lantern should be before Superman.
No,
I think if they're going to go against,
because you do that after Superman.
I think Superman's movie should lead directly into a Justice League.
Right.
Yes.
That's why it's fourth, right?
Right.
Because his villain, fifth. Yeah, sorry, the sixth movie.
Yeah.
So his movie leads directly into a Justice. It's like the Captain America Civil War doesn't feel like a Captain America movie. It feels like an Avengers movie. Yeah. His movie is probably going to have to feel like an Avengers, a Justice League movie.
Right.
But it's not really.
For Green Lantern?
No, Superman.
Oh, for Superman. Oh, okay.
So the third one then is The Flash.
The only thing I like about that show sometimes.
Yeah.
It stopped recording.
Oh.
How long ago?
Not just right now.
Oh.
Because I tried to type Flash on the keyboard and it stopped.
What's the last thing we said?
No, right whenever I said Flash's third movie, you guys said, I just pressed F. So I just pressed record again. We're good.
Oh, okay.
So all right. Cut.
No,
that.
We lost. Yeah, we just lost like 2 seconds, if anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. In summary, why are we giving Flash a movie when we have a CW series?
You don't think he deserves his own?
No, he's great. He's doing.
Well, I thought we were just
using
the
actor.
Yeah, we could.
Although that assumes that the movie-going audience watches the show, which is never the case. It's almost never the case for the general public. It's not for those of us that are like into this, and it's like what we like. You love comic books. You love all this shit. Yeah, you're gonna watch the show. But most people are just like, oh, it's an action movie. Let's go see that, and they're not gonna have any idea what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
From a studio perspective, they have to make a movie for the general public rather than just the comic book fan base.
Okay, I think you might have sold me. So we're doing this Flash thing, Flash movie.
Yeah, you gotta do. You gotta.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be an origin. Like you can.
It's not.
Use the actor instead.
Yeah, use the actor.
Give him like a.
He just gets a 2.5-hour episode.
When the Power Rangers did a movie, yeah, same thing.
Exactly, they kind of weaved it into the regular story as well.
Yeah.
So their armor.
So we've got
powers.
First movie, Batman Hush.
Yep.
Second movie. Wonder Woman copy paste.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And then third movie, Flash Grant's debut.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
Do we care who the villains are, or are we just going for the movie order?
Well, we got the villain for Hush, and then Wonder Woman is copy paste.
Right.
And then Grant, I say you actually just crank up the budget and go back to Grodd and get a really good looking. You know,
you think starting with Grodd, then we're getting into talking like,
animals.
Yeah, monkeys.
Have you not seen the TV show? They've done Grodd like twice.
I know, I've seen them.
They've also done King Shark.
Yeah, they've done a good King Shark.
I think they start with something more basic, Reverse Flash,
which they've already done in the show.
Yeah.
That's what they would want.
It's like season one.
But we,
yeah, you go Grodd.
Damn.
Ish. Yeah, you go like Grodd.
Slash, slash,
I can kind of understand why the studio didn't go with the television show now. After all the criticizing we've done last.
We're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I would have just kept the actor and just...
This is a healthy exercise to put yourself in their shoes.
And we're only on phase one, everybody. Exactly. We're not even...
Exactly.
And we're doing such a better job.
So
I think, although, the most important thing is that Joss Whedon doesn't get to be a part of it. That's really all that matters.
Very true. Yeah, very
That's
true.
That's really all that matters. Anything else can happen.
So we have now three movies left. We basically know what the final project is going to be.
We know what the last Justice two are.
Justice Lag.
Justice Gulag.
And... So we have Green Lantern as the fourth?
I suppose.
No, that's... Oh, no, because we agreed on the Superman being...
Yeah.
Justice League-y.
Yeah, because Superman rolls right into Justice League. So...
Oh, my God. Can we not do Captain Cold in the Flash movie? I see you, Pratt Gamer.
He's like...
Because if it's what's-his-face from the show,
I don't like Wentworth. Yeah, I don't like him in that.
Just die already! God.
I haven't kept up with him.
I can't stand that character.
Keep him dead.
Super. I remember I watched the episode that they first had him in, and I was like, man, I'm glad this is just a side character. I never have to see this guy again. And then they just kept bringing him back.
It's because...
Everybody loved him.
It's like one of those.
You're talking about Captain Cold, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about...
Wentworth Miller.
Oh, I love that guy. I love Wentworth Miller.
It's his fault.
Yeah, it's your
fault. I love Prison Break.
I hate the character. I hate the way he plays the character. I hate everything.
But they partnered him back up with his brother from Prison Break.
And then they kept him and put him on a show.
Oh, is that who that guy
is? Terrible.
Yeah.
Prison Break, so.
What?
He sucks, too.
Dang, Ooh. Son.
Not the actor, the character. I hate his character, too.
Dang, Ooh. Son. His character was...
If you would have watched Prison Break first, I guarantee you...
You probably still wouldn't have liked him.
If you would have watched Blade 3 first...
Yeah.
You would have loved his character. Yeah. He was Dracula.
Yeah, see, Wentworth is great. Wentworth is a good actor. Wentworth is great. Oh, God, I can't stand it. Just the way he plays that character is horrible.
Watch Prison Break. It'll change your life.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I think we got phase one pretty much locked, and all we have to do is figure out, I guess, who's the Green Lantern's villain.
I don't know fuck all about Green Lantern, so I am recused from this one.
Well, here, I think...
What do you got?
I want Sinestro number two.
I don't think you go that far. Yeah, number two. You definitely get
Sinestro in there. You know, I say we just take the first Green Lantern and make it good.
That's a whole new movie. You have to rewrite the entire
movie. No, you just have to do certain things. Like, the villain in practice was okay. Maybe just a different primary villain, but keep, like, how his origins and the pilot shit.
Was that Mark Strong?
And how him going into space, maybe, to learn how to harness his abilities. Like, keep some of the cool components. The love story was pretty bad, and the main
villain. Only thing good about that movie was Blake Lively's line, where she's like, I know it's you. All you did was hide your cheekbones.
I'm like,
that's the only thing, because that's like, we all needed that. We needed that line.
Maybe we do maybe Jon Stewart is the Green Lantern, actually. Maybe that's
I'm down for that, because nobody fucking likes what's-his-face.
You give Hal Jordan. You give it to Hal Jordan, only because in the Justice League movie, I want it to be like the animated movie. Where he's like cocky. I'll take him out. Parademons?
Yeah.
And then Darkseid just punches him once and then they just beat the shit out of him.
And he broke his arm. Yeah, that was funny.
Isn't one of the Green Lantern villains like a literal planet? Like a sentient planet?
A Green Lantern is a plankton.
A plankton?
A planet, excuse me.
A plankton?
Yeah, there's Mogo.
But I thought one of his villains was like an actual planet. Not that that would probably go against our need to keep it a little more down to earth.
Yeah, I'm looking at his villains and he's got a lot of just kind of outer space villains.
Outer spacey.
But I think he might have one that could lead. Like if you make a kind of a origin Green Lantern movie, a good one. And then have his villain be Mongol, who is just like this powerhouse of a character. But he's also a villain of Superman.
Ah.
You can kind of lead them.
That's how you rope them together.
Yeah, you can kind of rope them.
I don't know what's happening.
You can kind of rope those two characters, those two villains in, and then Mongol can eventually just be a gigantic villain for the Justice League altogether, because he's that big of a powerhouse. So, I mean, that's a theory, you know, just a DC theory.
So at this point we have Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern, Superman, Justice League.
Correct.
And then is there anybody we're adding into Justice League, such as the Hulk or Hawkeye or Black Widow, where they didn't need an origin story? I guess the other one, the important ones would be Martian Manhunter, Hawk Girl and Hawk Guy, which I don't think we really give a shit about for the most part.
There's side.
Oliver.
I think after that, I think you don't do, I mean, I guess you do individual movies for them. I don't know. I think you just call them Justice League stories. No. I think that's what you kind of
30-minute episode.
Because look, think about how they did the cartoon where they had the Justice League and then they had Justice League Unlimited.
Right.
Well, they introduced a whole bunch of new characters in Justice League Unlimited, but they didn't individually go into their stories on like, oh, look how it's
like have Green Arrow enter through the Flash, because if you're going to use Grant,
then Steven and Grant already
exactly.
Yeah. They're like, hey, I got this guy. He's pretty good at shooting bows.
And then again, if we're using that, do we use Supergirl? Because, you know, we have a Superman movie. Are we just not going to mention his cousin that the other two also happen to know?
It depends on your tangled Superman. Web we weave.
Exactly.
It depends on the Superman.
Yeah, or do we throw Supergirl out entirely because we don't want to use Tyler Hoechlin?
Get rid of her.
Superman?
Yeah.
No.
Make her a movie.
I love her.
She can get into movies and stuff. We'll make her a movie.
I think franchise. You bring her in, but you erase the show part.
Yeah, the show's bad. We give her we make her a really good movie.
You can use the actress.
You bring over Supergirl, and you bring over like season one Jimmy and Wind, but not season two Jimmy. Like Jimmy, whatever.
You don't like Hacker.
Oh my God! I will never get over what they did to Wind. Oh, they destroyed his character. Fucking CW.
What character was that before, though? He was just...
He at least had a story.
I'm in love with you, but I'll never be with you.
I mean, there was that, but he also had his own story and his own characterization, and he was, you know, Toyman's son, and there was a whole thing. But he at least had things other than sitting behind a computer and going, computer speak, I did computer things.
He sat behind the computer the whole time of the show.
That's fine. It changed.
There you
changed.
Go, Cat Grant.
Paper. Wow.
And then we can bring Felicity in.
Now you're really trying to blend in with all the furniture.
I'm like, just throw Felicity in there too.
Because I forgot, there's the then if we tie in some of those, and then you probably going to tie in the what are the time traveling ones?
Oh God, the Legends.
Yeah.
Oh no, dear God,
rough.
No.
Exactly.
No,
see.
No. Mm. That show doesn't exist, and Captain Cold is dead.
Well, I'm saying because you know, like you had the Atom.
Actually. Thinking about the Atom, maybe we do him right and put him in instead of
Superman.
No,
I mean the guy that plays him is Superman.
Instead of Green Lantern, we do an Atom movie.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, yeah, we bring Atom into the fold, give him a movie instead, and
people will be pissed.
Yeah,
if you replaced
Green Lantern,
Green Lantern's coming. He's coming.
A top
he's coming.
Leaguer for the Atom.
No, he'll be in the next one.
Special cases. I am so down for that. An Alfred movie.
Yeah, it's there a story.
That's
about
all I want.
How he single-handedly raised Batman by himself.
Raised Batman by himself.
Yeah, not even Bruce. It was just Batman.
All right. So phase one.
My parents a shot. Cow on.
Phase one. We got Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern, Superman, into the Justice League.
Perfect.
I still think we should switch Superman.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, whatever you put in those first five, as long as there's something leading up to Justice League, because Justice League's biggest, like, their initial downfall was trying to do a League movie without lead-up.
Correct.
Because they wanted so bad to catch up to Marvel. They're like, we have to do the team-up movie now because that's what's good. And like, no, you just fucked yourself.
Okay, Darkseid is clearly going to be our Thanos, right?
Yeah. You lead into Darkseid. You don't just throw him out there. Yeah.
But the first,
you
did in the animated movie.
They didn't bring him into Marvel until like they hinted at him in Phase Two or Phase Three, Phase Two, and then he is not coming in until the end of Phase Three. Like we're not even going to see him until Infinity War.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Darkseid can wait.
Yeah,
and then who's the villain?
So who's the first villain? Like how they had Loki or whatever.
Brainiac is a good one.
Brainiac is a good one. Earth-threatening. Big thing, something that Superman probably couldn't take on himself if he's bringing like an army. Right. Yeah, Brainiac is a good one.
I thought you said Mongol.
Mongol's a good one with the war planet. That'd be fine, but that's bringing a gigantic planet to mess up Earth.
Oh, he is a gigantic planet?
No, no, he has a thing called a war planet that he rides around in. So it's a giant war planet that he, you know, like in one of the comic books, captures the Justice League and makes them fight in like this gladiator arena.
So can we do Doomsday? Done right? Like you sow all the seeds in the first Superman movie. No.
How do you beat that?
Because
though?
You killed Superman
with the Justice League.
Doomsday
with the Justice League. It's just that.
Yeah,
with the Justice League. Okay. Justice League
beats him. I don't know. You think Brainiac can carry a?
Yeah.
A Justice League movie?
Yeah, as a threat. You get a real dramatic actor as Brainiac, this guy who thinks that he's doing the right thing by preserving all life under his little chills or whatever those little things are.
Who else we got? Who do we got
you
to
get
draw
the guy
from
the Blacklist to play him?
No,
because he ruined Ultron. He could Ultron. All, he could
that's exactly why I said
I was saying, who played him in Smallville? It was Spike from Buffy, right?
Yeah, we don't need that.
That was weird.
We don't need that.
All right, people seem to think Brainiac is the way to go. But
told you.
I don't think he's big enough for this.
Brainiac. I'm a cosplayer, Dick. What's happening?
What?
What happened? What?
Somebody said she's a cosplayer, Dick.
Duck.
What is Duck, then?
Duck is someone in chat.
Oh.
Yeah, Duck the Dark.
Duck. Okay.
Yeah, it was probably
all I saw was cosplayer, Dick.
I'm gonna assume it because of his history in chat. It was a typo.
Who said that?
There we go. Oh, the comma cases. Is very important there. The comma is what matters.
Oh, she's a cosplayer, Dick.
There we go.
Not she's a cosplayer, Dick. Okay.
I was very concerned about the lack of a comma there.
There we go. All right. So yes, Brainiac, Justice League Brainiac.
Fine.
Infects your internet. Everybody hates him. It is.
Because you got to think about it. He could be in the Superman movie as a small threat, and then you just see that was only a portion of Brainiac. And now he needs the Justice League to, you know, beat the rest.
I don't know. What's Brainiac's origin?
Is he an alien,
or is he like somebody
created? Isn't he something that... I'm going to show my lack of nerd cred here. Isn't he something that Krypton created?
I thought that he was.
I'm really hoping I'm not saying this wrong, but he was created on Krypton, wasn't he?
Look at Squiggles. Here we go.
Actually. All right, what do we got?
Yeah, of course. Squiggles is like, let me show you guys exactly what this is. Brainiac's Vildox is a brilliant... colon scientist. At some point, he clones himself. He gets a lab assistant. Clone later is called Vrildrox 2. I'm reading off of a fandom wiki thing right now.
Not that. Big. I was like, where are you reading that from?
I know. I'm like,
that's not what that comment says.
But I think we're good. I think we're good for that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've got everything we need that down. We can get to the next phases next time we have you on the show or. You know, next time we gather or something like that. But what I want to get to before we end all this is what we came here to do, people.
It's my time to shine.
The throwdown.
And or reason, my time to look really dumb.
Up. This is the only reason why everybody showed up tonight, people.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't even have a good theme song for this one.
Can we all agree, though, that the first movie of Phase 2 would be Batman Robin?
Yeah.
You really want to piss people off? You make it All-Star Batman and Robin.
Yeah, you'll piss everybody
That's
off.
That's the one.
I am so down for that. That's actually what my wallet
girl,
is.
Girl, right? What's her name?
All Star Batman and Robin.
The girl Robin, right?
No, All Star Batman and Robin is the one that never finished because people hated it so much. and it was by who the fuck wrote it? I don't know why I'm blank on this. The artist was Jim Lee, but it was I can't remember who it was written by. But it was just like it's where the line "I'm the goddamn Batman" came from.
I'm the goddamn Batman.
You got like, Robin crying in the corner over
there.
Honestly,
yeah. He's so beautiful. He's at the circus when Robin's parents die on the trapeze, and he's like, I'm going to kidnap this kid and make him my Robin. Like, he decides then and there. And he was on a date. He ditches his date, goes and grabs the kid and puts him in the car and, like, takes him to the Batcave and then leaves him there for days until Alfred finds him eating rats. It's a whole thing.
Yes. That's what Earth is that?
That's love is what that is, everybody.
Batman and Black Canary have sex. It's like a whole thing. It's a really weird. I love it because it's just crazy.
That's just Batman. That bangs the DC universe.
That's gonna be another comic. Give it a second. anyway. So we're gonna play a little Geek Jeopardy, everybody. As we all know here on the BGB Jeopardy, 316, if you're still in chat, you are definitely our scorekeeper here. New contestants, one contestant, Emma Skies, is here, and she's going to do her due diligence. So, Emma, let me explain the rules. You know, it's the regular rules as Jeopardy, but the difference on this one is you can use the chat room to answer some of the questions. But if you do, you get half the points, and your turn moves to the lowest scored person in the room.
All right.
So we have four categories today. There's only five choices in each category. And, of course, it's 100 through 500 points. Today's categories.
Yeah, because you already know I'm winning this thing.
I was going to say, that's favoritism. That's a little nepotism. I like it.
Category one, San Francisco shock social media managers.
I call fucking shenanigans.
First category, overhyped and sucked.
Okay.
Next category, games that break the fourth wall.
Okay.
All right.
Next category, Ninja Turtle knockoffs.
Interesting.
And fan favorite, of course, geek quotables.
All right.
Yes. Since you're new, Emma, we'll let you go first.
I'll take overhyped and sucked for 200 or whatever the 100.
Yeah, that's right. Just 1 through 500. Overhyped and sucked. All right. Touted as the next major advancement in video game interaction, this game gave players a physical board accessory to transfer your movement into the game.
Frick, what was it called?
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Fuck!
Oh, man.
I don't know what the fuck it was called.
This cord is horrible.
I told you it's a bad cord.
This is off to a solid fucking start. I just watched a video on this the other day, too. Well, this is an awkward silence that I'm just trying to fill at this point. I'm
taking the L on this one.
I got nothing.
I was looking for Tony Hawk Ride.
Tony
Hawk. I know it was Tony Hawk something. Right.
I don't remember.
I'll be honest. I wasn't listening to the question. I was reading the chat the whole time. So
I don't remember that being overhyped though. But
when that stupid thing came out,
people were still so pumped.
We were still working at GameStop when that crap came out. And Gaming Since Gaming, you're right. It was hot garbage. you're still on the hot seat.
Shit. I'll take Geek Quotables for one.
Okay. Geek Quotables for 100. Now, this is just a quote from, you know, some type of geeky thing.
All right.
Usually a movie.
All right.
They're all movies. I'll give you guys that.
All right.
Geek quotables for 100. I'd just as soon kiss a Wookiee.
Whoop.
Emma?
Empire Strikes Back.
That is correct.
Damn, yes.
100.
Was that in the form of a question?
Oh, look at that.
Steven
with the steal.
Corey.
Damn it.
Steven, go ahead.
So, where's the Empire Strikes Back?
That is correct.
You know what? Go fuck yourself.
Damn.
Wow, she used your catchphrase.
I know she did. And then you, so wow. One point to Gryffindor.
Yeah. That is very...
No. I have brought shame to my family. Right.
You know what's going to be sad, though? I'm going to do the exact same thing, and she's going to call me out on it.
Yeah, always got to look out for it, because I forget about it myself.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's Jeopardy. What's wrong with me?
Steven, you are on the board with 100 points.
Let's go with Geek Quotables for 200.
All right, Geek Quotables for 200. Bill, strange things are afoot at the Circle K. Say your name.
Wait. No, just kidding.
That's how you answer.
Steven?
Here. Steven?
Bill and Ted's... What is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
That is correct.
Damn.
For 200 points.
And I almost messed up.
I questioned myself.
Right then, because I almost just answered.
Also forgot to tell you to buzz in and just say your name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing like hand stuff. I don't know what's happening.
Hand stuff?
Oh, God. I hate myself.
Dang. Taking it back home. To middle school.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, Steven on the board with 300 points. Corey, Big Zill, and Emma as well. Steven, you're up again.
What's the categories again?
Categories again are you have geek quotables for 3 through 500. Ninja Turtle knockoffs. All of them. Games that break the fourth wall. All of them. And overhyped and sucked for 100, 300, 400, 500.
Games that sucked for 100.
Oh, games overhyped and sucked?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Okay. For how much? 100?
Yeah, just 100.
Okay. This chords.
I'm a little worried about this category. That's why.
Yeah, it's easy. All right. In 2014, all eyes were on Bungie in anticipation of their first post-Halo console.
Corey.
Ooh. Oh. That was a tough one. Chat, who said it first?
Corey did. What is Destiny?
That is correct.
Yeah, that is and that Destiny. Game does not suck. I just
that
know,
game does not suck. I'm
I just know
say,
the guy
the
who
fuck?
Writes the questions hates it. So.
Actually, you want to know the dead honest truth? I got this off of a website.
That game was trash.
Was the website written by you?
I will neither confirm nor
points.
Deny.
Give me my
points. It was from Nerd Reactor back in 2014.
Give me my points.
You got 100 points. You're on the board. What's happening?
Let's go with games that sucked for the next, whatever, 300.
Those are two different categories.
Games that sucked.
Well, overhyped and sucked. Yeah.
For 300?
For 300.
All right. Once a Kinect game, this title went through some changes and ended up as a beautiful mess that launched the Xbox One.
Steven? What is Kinect Adventures?
No. That's incorrect.
Corey? What is Rise, Son of Rome?
That is correct. What is Rise,
I forgot that had
Son of
Rome?
Oh, yeah,
it
I was thinking of the original Kinect.
Yes, yes. Corey, now with 400 points.
Next.
Threes.
You going to the same category
Feed
next?
The Beast.
All right. Heralded as a Halo killer, this first-person shooter cast players as Shane Carpenter, a soldier employed by a corporation called Mantle.
I think I have an idea.
Steven?
What is Tribes?
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Tribes was good.
That's the only thing I can remember.
I have an idea, but I cannot remember the name of it because I didn't play PlayStation.
I don't know if I can go again.
Corey?
What is that PlayStation equivalent to Halo?
I'm sorry.
Damn.
The answer I was looking for is, what is Haze?
Oh.
What is Haze?
I can see box art in
so
my head.
This is an important question. Are we playing with negative points here? Do you lose points when you get it wrong?
No.
Okay.
No. We don't have that type of math process.
No, we don't have that kind of technology.
The wager? Those points?
Look, Games is Gaming is already triggered in chat. Haze
trash?
It was ahead of its time, man.
This is probably the triggering category for him because he's like, everything is good in this category.
Yeah, he buys into hype.
Was Haze the one where you get addicted to the...
Yeah.
yeah, just guess.
That was in my mind, too.
We're doing negative points.
You're still on the board.
Next
though.
One.
So was it 500 to round it out?
Yep.
All right. A popular creepypasta was hyped to be a real good survival horror, but when the anorexic main character...
Emma? What is Slender the Arrival?
That is correct. Wow. 500 points.
Suck it.
Putting
I'm
her
the lead.
On the board and in the lead.
I didn't even just get the character. I got the game.
She got the game. The
good
character.
Lord.
Jeez.
That game was it overhyped?
It was kind of overhyped.
Oh, I don't remember hearing much about it. It's not bad. It's not terrible. I played it a while ago.
Bet you did. Okay. You seem like a person who'd troll that website.
I don't know Creepypasta.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the board, and you're on the picking.
Can I get geek quotables again and try and redeem myself?
For 300. 300. Clever girl.
Steven.
Corey.
What is Jurassic Park?
That is correct.
I did not know that was the question. I thought you were making a comment about.
Not gonna lie, but there was a pause in between everything.
I thought we were starting.
You know, I would have got that wrong anyways. I was going Doctor Who.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because, I mean, he does say that, but it's a reference to Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
He says that to the TARDIS.
Steven.
Went over my head.
How many points you got now, Steven?
I don't even know.
Steven has 600, Corey has 400, and I have 500.
You are on the board.
What's left in quotables?
You still have two more, 4 and 5.
Let's go 4.
All right. I'm your destiny. Or, excuse me. I'm your density. I mean, your destiny.
Steven. What is Scott Pilgrim?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. I'll read it one more time. I'm your density. I mean, I'm your destiny.
Corey.
Shit.
Corey.
Took it from chat. What is Back to the Future?
That is correct.
Oh, shit.
Back to the Future. Half the point, so you only get 200 for that one. And
ties you with Steven.
Oh. Emma's in last place.
That's very upsetting that I got that
wrong. So, Emma,
wrong.
You are now on the board.
It's like Games That Broke the Fourth Wall for one.
All right. Games That Broke the Fourth Wall. One of the most iconic fourth wall breaks in gaming has you battle with Psycho Mantis using the second controller. Steven.
What is Metal Gear Solid?
That is correct for 100 points. Steven, you're on the board.
Same category, 200.
This game is all about choosing whether or not you do what the narrator tells you to do.
Corey.
Corey.
I don't know why nobody's upset.
What name was that?
Corey, what is Stanley Parable?
That is correct for 200.
I think I just had a stroke.
I think you were, yeah.
I think I started to yell the answer. I started to say, what is, and then I realized that's not how this works, and I tried to stop myself. This is not a good showing for me.
Corey, you're on the board.
Next one, let's go. I like to finish out these categories.
A game loosely based on Lovecraftian horror had you manage a sanity meter as your character is exposed.
Emma. What is amnesia?
Sorry, that is incorrect. I will finish the question. A game loosely
Steven.
Based. Steven.
What is Eternal Darkness? Sanity Requiem? I can't say that word.
I'll give you the point because you're trying to say the word. Sanity.
Sanity. Oh my God. What is
Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem.
It's the adrenaline.
Yeah.
I think it's the adrenaline.
The bright lights.
Point value on that?
300.
That, and I think Emma passed on her stroke to me. I'm like,
Steven, you're up on the board.
Next one.
Sergeant Squiggle just put Sanity.
Sanity.
Next one.
Sanity's rectum. Damn near killed him.
Game of the year in 2015. At a glance, this game would lead you to believe that it's merely about a child trying to find their way out of an underground world of monsters.
Corey.
Shit.
Corey.
What is that game?
Emma.
Gosh.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. Emma.
What is Limbo?
Steven.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Steven. What is Undertale?
Aww.
That is correct. Gosh. That is correct for 400. Steven, you're still up on the board.
Jesus, I'm getting fucking destroyed.
Right now.
This is not good.
Anything left in quotables?
See, Ninja thought it too.
You still have 500 in quotables.
Let's do that one.
All right. I know now why you cry. But
Steven.
Steven.
What is Terminator 2 Judgment Day?
Wow.
God,
I didn't think anybody would get that one. I thought that was a difficult one.
He's good at stuff
fucking
like that.
A.
Get a life, man.
I do have one.
This is it.
It's called Netflix, Hulu, HBO, and good TV.
Well, you have one more in games that break the fourth wall. And nobody's touched Ninja Turtle knockoff.
Let's take Ninja Turtle knockoffs
all right.
for 500.
Damn. Whoa. Okay. Oh, damn.
I don't think anybody's gonna get it. That's why I want to take it off the board.
Ninja Turtle knockoffs for 500. All right. Marshall Moo Montana, the Noble Leader, the Dakota Dude, the Strong Silent.
What's the premise of this category?
Ninja Turtle knockoffs. knockoffs of the Ninja Turtles?
No, I know. Okay, just kidding. All right. Okay. I'm confused. Okay.
I'll start again. Ninja Turtle knockoffs. These are things that try to knock off the Ninja Turtle. Okay, Corey.
What is Biker Mice from Mars?
That's incorrect. Marshall Moo Montana, the noble leader, the Dakota Dude, the strong silent type, and the Colorado Kid fight evildoers who also are stuck in the same Western theme that help, and they also help a little mental kid named Cody Calf.
Oh, God. I had no idea.
Is this somebody's fucking fever dream?
Fucking Western.
Emma.
What is Street Sharks?
No.
It's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Blood Ocean. Really? Why?
What is Outback Steakhouse? That's hilarious. Oh, shit. Steven. I'm going from chat. What is Cowboys of Moo Mesa?
That is correct.
Oh my Swiggles god.
The Cowboys of Moo Mesa.
Squiggles comes through. That's half points.
That's half points. It gets 250. And who has the lowest points on the board?
Emma Skye.
Emma, you have the score over there, so don't act like you don't know. It's your turn, though. I mean, that's a good thing.
I'll take Games Broke the Fourth Wall for the next, whatever the next one is.
It's 500. Okay. Last one, rounding it out here. This game came with a nice paper letter in the game case that had players use that paper later on to solve an in-game puzzle.
Steven? What is Alan Wake?
It's incorrect.
That's a good guess.
Yes.
Corey?
What is Alone in the Dark?
That's incorrect.
That was a good one, too. Just waiting for the chat.
I'm just seeing. Because I got fucking nothing. Anybody? Emma?
Emma?
Ooh. What is L.A. Noire?
That's incorrect. Oh. I'm sorry. Kate. I was looking for... What is Star Tropics?
What the fuck is that?
Star Tropics.
Let's move along.
Never even heard of it.
So it was a game, I guess. It came with a letter inside the game case. You would read it. It would tell you about the game. And then you'd play the game for a long time, like hours. And then in the game, it would say, hey, wet that piece of paper to get the code to this whatever. And you would think it was talking about the paper in your inventory, but it was actually talking about the paper that you read when you first got the game.
Clever.
That is clever.
But a lot of people didn't get it because whenever they resold it, the game didn't come with the paper inside the case anymore. So they missed out on it.
Was this before the internet?
This was during the internet, so.
Was it because of the internet?
Yes. So all that's left is knockoff Ninja Turtle knockoffs 1 through 400.
And oh, well,
I believe,
shit.
Emma, you are still up.
I guess we're going one.
This series made it big as a difficult NES game starring Rash.
Corey.
Steven.
What is Battletoads?
That is correct. Steven.
200.
Look at this. We're getting fucking destroyed.
I know. This is bad.
This Jawsome show.
Corey.
Steven. Damn it.
Corey.
What are Street Sharks?
That is correct. Just keeping it rolling, right?
Oh, wait.
Keep it rolling.
Might as well.
This cartoon planted the idea in kids' minds that not only do anthropomorphic rodents...
Corey! What is Biker Mice from Mars?
What the fuck is this? Okay, I feel like I need to point out that I'm 23. I don't know what these are.
Ouch.
I am at a very distinct disadvantage here. And oh, I call my God.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
I'm so old. Next one.
This is some fucking bullshit.
Is this the last one?
Last one, and it happens to be... The Daily Double.
Yes!
The Daily Double. It took you guys all around it, too, I swear. I don't understand how you guys did not pick just this one last one. How much you want to wager there, Corey?
Everything.
What?
I need
That's
to.
$1,300.
Okay. $1,300 for the Daily Double. Listen
that puts
closely.
You in the lead if you get it.
And this is...
Do I get the exclusivity?
Yeah, you get the exclusivity and okay. No chat.
Okay.
Oh.
So
my tries.
All right.
Daily Double, Ninja Turtle knockoffs. Genghis Rex and the evil Tyrannos did battle with these heroes on a weekly basis until they were canceled after one season.
Oh, just kidding.
Corey.
Oh, well, duh, Corey.
What are the SWAT cats? No!
Incorrect. I'm sorry. Oh. I was looking for... Who are the Dino Saucers?
Aww. Again, I don't think a single one of those shows came out in my lifetime.
No, they did. They all came out in your lifetime.
Are we
now
sure?
Now I'm never going to watch positive. That shit.
What are you, 95?
94?
94? Yeah, they all came out in your lifetime.
Pro Geeks.
Hands down.
The Golden Girls.
Hands down. All right, that brings us to our final Jeopardy with our score sitting at what, Emma?
Corey is in last place. Thank you very much with a You're solid welcome. Zero. I You're appreciate welcome. That. I'm sitting in second with 500, and Steven is crushing us with 2,350
Good Lord.
Points.
That's a lot of points.
Good gravy.
Well, our final Jeopardy category is the Bat Family.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Come back.
So, have I told you that I love you?
So,
I feel like
or are you about to screw me?
Anybody, anybody's game here, people. Anybody's game here.
Right, so we Not wagers. Really. Are we setting wagers?
Set your wager. I mean, well,
she has to multiply her score by like 5 to catch Steven.
Two people are setting wagers.
Don't tell him that.
I will wager all of my zeros.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, what you're going to wager? All right.
What you going to wager?
Do it all.
Do it all.
1 point.
I hate you.
Because I'm so confident.
I hate you.
And here is the question.
Wait, are we ringing in, or is it like a 30 seconds and then we say our answer?
30 seconds and you say your answer. Okay, yeah, we're not going to ring it in. Yeah.
All right.
So your question, and then you have 30 seconds to think, and then I'll expect an answer. Batman's newest partner in training, he comes to work for Batman after his parents are made insane. It's a tough one, everybody. It's a tough one.
Well, I have 0 points on the line, so.
All right, everybody.
How do we tell you the answer without ruining it for other people?
Well, I mean.
Is it the
we all say it, and then you tell us the correct answer at the end, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, gotcha.
Steven, your answer would have been?
I don't even know, so I'm just going to randomly say somebody. Let's go with Tim Drake.
Corey.
What is Tim Drake? Do
I say that? I'm just going to say Drake.
Canadian Drake.
Canadian Drake.
Okay. And Emma.
I'm having an existential crisis right now because I don't know this. I got nothing. I got nothing.
No one.
Not even a guess. You got to throw something out there. Not
even somebody.
I don't know whose parents went insane. Other than... You know, I just throw out Damian Wayne, but that's not right.
The answer I was looking for, everybody, is who is the Signal Duke Thomas?
The Signal. Oh.
Nope.
All of you guys were wrong.
Is this like Rebirth Batman? Or is it the old school?
I believe he's Rebirth Batman.
Okay, that
now,
explains
yes.
I haven't read shit from Rebirth. I haven't even started.
That's it. So then do you want to recap the scores here for us?
I really don't. I really don't. Steven has won with 2,349 points.
That is a lot of freaking points.
Steven takes
you know,
it.
You know, Dan, the crown does get heavy. I can feel it.
Well, that was the...
It's a small crown, but it's heavy.
Jeopardy, everybody.
I know where you parked. I can jump you with your car.
Dang.
Take it.
It's true. I parked like right behind her.
Sergeant Squirrel said, Dave Thomas? The guy from Wendy's? He's on the Bat Family? please. No, Duke Thomas. He's the black guy. Yellow suit.
Fucking A. Mm.
We are Robins. He started off in that. Then his parents Robin. Went.
Wait, would that make him Robin Thomas?
No, he's like, not nice. Robin Thomas. Yeah. Nice. Terrible.
Smooth. What you should have said.
Damn it. It's technically a sentence.
That's the worst.
But yes, that's good.
The worst.
That was good. Terrible. You can't miss a good Santana Rob Thomas smooth pun.
That is horrible.
I hate my life.
Is that another song before she was born? Probably.
No, you should know smooth.
I know smooth.
Oh, here we go. All right, here we go.
You really don't know smooth?
What about Maria?
I know
Maria.
Who Santana is? I know Santana, and Maria. I know Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20.
But you don't know the thing that eclipses smooth. Both of their popularity.
Well, you're just like the ocean, but I'm not immune? No, you're done.
I'm not the moon?
Wait, maybe I know the song, I just don't know that song.
Same as the emotion that I get from you.
Oh, I know
you.
That song, yeah.
Yeah, it's smooth.
I didn't know what it was called.
Rob Thomas and Sinatra got together to make a musical.
Sinatra?
Rob Sinatra?
What?
I'm thinking Overwatch. Yeah, Overwatch on the brain.
Sinatra?
Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do with all these points.
Smooth was when she was like four.
Don't spend them all in one place.
Oh no, yeah,
it's a lot of points.
I'm trying to see when all these actual other cartoons came out.
Oh, it's a hot one. Yeah, I know that song.
You said 94, right?
Yeah.
Boom! Street Sharks, 97.
I was three.
Hey, you were alive. All right. Yeah.
The North remembers.
That's due for a reboot.
No, it's not.
They had the best toys.
No, they
did you
did
see?
Not.
I'd buy one tomorrow.
Have you seen the new Ninja Turtles like art? Design?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Looks
I don't
terrible.
Like it.
No, I don't like it.
All right, thanks for watching, everybody. It's been actually an extra longer show because I moved the dial back because we did the Justice League thing and this the whatchamacallit. So you got a little extra VGB for the weekend.
Hey,
you're welcome.
Charge you for it.
You're welcome, everybody.
I mean, if you want to cut out the Jeopardy where I just totally shit the bed,
screw that. That's staying in.
That's fine
it's
by me.
Stamping and approval and everything is going on Spotify Monday morning.
You have control. You also ended with 0 points. It's in your best interest as well.
I have no shame.
Internationally known Stephen Gutierrez, Corey Vinson, and Emma Skies. I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, do better at Jeopardy.
Peace.